This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Woo!
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Unfortunately, not Thursday.
It's not even Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Why do you got to tease us like that, Vic?
Longest week ever. But on the bright side, we do have Beat Migs to play. Steve?
Yes?
You excited?
I mean, hopefully I do better than earlier.
Yeah, you didn't do that great.
No.
But we have Bob and Puyallup to play against you this time. Bob, are you there?
Oh, yeah. We're on game number 40.
Whoa!
Do you know your score, like wins, ties, losses?
19 and 20.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're a game below 500 right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've only hit 500 once, and then you smashed me the next one.
So you know it.
Yeah, you did.
So it's up. I'm a spoiler.
All right. So we'll see if Bob smashes you this time. So get the hell out.
Take a bite.
Bob.
Yeah!
For those playing at home, you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, and you can pass all you want, but you do only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. There are 168 of what in a week?
Hours.
Yes. The Price is Right airs on what network?
CBS.
Correct. Professor Farnsworth is a character from what animated sitcom?
SpongeBob.
Nope.
Pass.
Beginning with P, what is the real first name of Johnny Knoxville?
Paul.
Nope.
Peter.
Nope.
Pass.
Who played the blind character in the 2004 movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Correct. Who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy.
Correct.
Scrappy Dappy.
Scrappy, yep. What is Bugs Bunny's famous line?
What's up, Doc?
Correct. What's the oldest man to win People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Sean Connery?
Yeah. In the game Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink the submarine?
4?
No.
5?
No.
3?
Correct. What is a dark and stormy typically garnished with?
Pepper?
No. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's not bad.
No, it is not.
That is not bad at all. This could be another song. I gotta get it ready. That song ready.
I mean, Steve's already had some food. He's a little bit more awake.
Okay,
he's
we'll
accepted
see.
The reality that it's Tuesday, so we shall see. Are you ready, buddy?
Oh, yeah!
All right. There are 168 of what in a week?
Days.
No.
Minutes.
No.
Hours.
Yes. The Price is Right airs on what network?
ABC.
Nope.
CBS.
Yep. Professor Farnsworth is a character on what animated sitcom?
Rick and Morty.
No.
Oh. The Simpsons.
No.
Oh. Family Guy.
No. Eh. Beginning with P, what is the real first name of Johnny Knoxville?
Paul.
No.
Peter.
No.
Pedro.
That'd be awesome. Who played the blind character in the 2004 movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. Who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Scrappy-Doo.
Yeah. What is Bugs Bunny's famous line?
That's all, folks.
No.
Oh, crap. What did he say? What's up, Doc?
There you go. What's the oldest man to win People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
Morgan Freeman.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Denzel Washington.
No.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-7. You lose.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He's real excited there.
Nice work, Bobby.
Bob, don't kill yourself.
Back to 500.
Woo, congratulations, buddy.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. It is the thing. Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss, sir. Oh, and hey, maybe you'd like this.
All right, Professor Farnsworth is a character from Futurama.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Dang it, I forgot that,
everyone.
Too.
I usually guess Futurama. I threw in Rick and Morty because I was like, oh, Vicky's asking the questions.
Nope.
I would have got that wrong too, Steve. I would have done Rick and Morty, and then I remembered after Futurama, and I would have been so mad at myself.
No one got what the real first name of Johnny Knoxville is.
Isn't it Philip?
Philip.
Yeah.
I would have
guessed that. I would have guessed Philip. That's cool. Would you have taken Phil?
No, because that's not his real first name. Real first name isn't Vicky.
Okay.
Mind blown.
I suppose you're right.
Not wrong.
I'm going to have to remember to be really direct and but this is the formal name.
Mm-hmm. How about who is the oldest man to win People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Stephen Hawking.
Close, no. Bob did get that one correct. Sean Connery. Sean Connery.
Yeah.
He's a sexy man.
I wouldn't have got that.
And then two you didn't even get to, but Bob did. In the game of Battleship, how many hits does it take to sink the submarine?
6.
No.
9.
No.
3.
Yes.
Whatever.
All right. And then one he didn't get, but he got to. What is a Dark and Stormy's typical garnish? So this drink, a Dark and Stormy, what is a garnish?
Oh, it's a drink. I was thinking it was a dish.
Pepper.
No. No,
he said
that too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No,
dark. I'm trying to think of some kind of a dark spice.
Isn't it just a lemon, Vicky?
Yeah, lime wedge.
Oh,
so there you go.
I ain't touching that crap.
It's actually they're delicious.
Yeah,
it's rum. I don't want.
Nah, fair enough. BJ, you would love that.
Yeah, I would.
And did you put a donut on top of it? Because he'll definitely love it.
So is it a lemon or a lime that's the garnish?
Lime wedge.
Oh, it is a lime wedge. Okay. All right. That sounds like a great drink.
Well, congrats to Bob.
What else is in the drink other than a lime wedge and rum?
Well, there's something dark in there, isn't there?
I think it's the rum.
Or that's just the rum. Oh, so it's a dark rum. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a spicy rum.
Made with dark rum and ginger beer served over and garnished with lime.
So it's the ginger beer. I knew there had to be something else in there.
Kind of like a Moscow Mule.
Oh, all right. Well,
because it's a ginger beer part, yeah.
Okay.
Yummy.
So there's an adult toy site. I wouldn't know anything about this. It's called Adam and Eve. I don't know what these people are talking
Whatever.
About.
Nice try. Yeah, you've heard of it. Adam and Eve has been around forever.
Yeah.
Since the beginning, weren't they? They were the first two, weren't they?
Do you get pamphlets?
No, just the emails, because sometimes they give away free videos on there. They're fantastic.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to get the pamphlets, and I was like, ooh.
Wow. I don't think I've ever been to this website.
I've never been to the website. I just remember from when I was a kid. Not a teen. And we would get someone in our crew was able to get the mailer. And we were here you go. You can have it now.
So it's actually been around since 1970, but it didn't obviously become a huge e-commerce place until 2004, being the largest distributor of adult stuff.
Yeah. So they were around that long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only heard them in the heard them in the 2000s. I didn't realize they were around that long.
I believe I've seen stores of theirs, actual stores, kind of like your Lovers.
They have an Adam and Eve store?
Yeah.
No idea. I bought in from their online store before because they give great discounts if you watch late night TV.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of their code words that you get to use?
Oh, I don't even remember
sausage.
That.
Type in coupon code sausage.
Yum.
Of course.
It's always Hot Lust. Use this or something like, you know what I mean? Something like that. But you get like 50% off. And at that point, you know, you can spice up the love life. Plus, you get the free videos.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. You have to have a love life to spice up, don't you? I mean, when I was younger, I had nothing.
Okay. You could spice up your self-love life.
Yeah, you could.
It really felt pathetic, to be honest, if I try. I mean, there was a time where I thought maybe I should do that. And then I just thought, am I going to be this big of a loser and spice up my own? I think I really should try to get another being involved. That would be nice.
Well, I mean, sometimes desperate time, you know, you spoil yourself with like a nice romantic dinner, a happy meal at McDonald's, and then.
Oh, really? So you take yourself out and that gets you better in the mood.
Get a hand massage.
Yeah, pedicure.
Oh, well, that's a lot of work. I just don't think I'm worth it, to be honest with you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just treat yourself like a dirty little whore. That's fine.
Well, I hate to tell you, but pretty much that. Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you got something to say?
I have something to say!
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. So you got something on that mind of yours? Well, express yourself, but make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. All you got to do is show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in with their experience of going to a gentleman's club.
Oh, okay.
Because we just learned that there's a new gentleman's club in North Seattle called Sugar. Or Sugars.
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 Yeah, there you
Sugar.
Go.
Sugar! They should just play that System of a Down song every time.
Yes.
Every hour you have to play that one System of a Down song. Sugar!
All right.
But they said, hey, my fiance and I went to a strip club together for the first time a couple of weekends ago in Portland. First time ever at a strip club, and I'll never go again without a lady. Not sure if you guys have taken your ladies before, but it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Casa Diablo in Portland.
Nice. Yeah.
Casa Diablo.
That's the one where Joe was mad at the strip club.
Joe, come in here.
At the strip
I want to hear Joe's reason for why
Joe
he was
very
mad.
Angry at the strip club.
BJ, did you know that your son was mad at the strip club?
No, I had no idea. I just, you know, it's just the concept of taking your significant other to the strip club is just something that's so, like, it never was even thought of back in my day.
Back in the day.
See, and I'm the same way as the texter. I will not go without my girlfriend. Well, I shouldn't say not go, but I love going with my girlfriend to the strip club. It's so much more fun.
Why is it more fun?
She just gets way more into it than I do. And so she's, like, buying the drinks. The ladies pay way more attention to you in terms of, like, and it's not even necessarily about the sexual stuff. They just, like, come and have conversations with you.
They probably feel a little bit less, like, weirded out, like thinking, oh, I'm about to walk into like a really odd conversation. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I know for sure this guy's not going to be a complete douche.
Yeah.
He's got his lady with him.
Yeah, and then we go and talk about all the dancers and their different moves, and it's, I don't know, it's just so much fun. It's one of our
like
favorite
a scouting report?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, which one are we going to get dances from?
It's like the Manning brothers giving like their Manning cast at the strip club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I can see that. That'd be actually fun. But yeah, someone needs to do that show.
All right, so we see that your son's in the room, BJ.
Oh, lovely.
Joey D's nuts.
Joe, do you remember why you were mad at a strip club?
I do. I do remember why. So we had gone to a strip club originally that wasn't Casa Diablo.
Okay.
And was then it actually the Acropolis?
Yeah. The Acropolis.
Acropolis.
Damn it.
And I would... It's never going to stop.
It isn't.
Well, I was riding high because we had a great experience there. Nice food. I had built some little Lincoln log cabins out of dollar bills.
And then, like, the dancer destroyed those cabins,
she
I
did.
Imagine.
She did. Or
picked
cool,
them up.
Some flips. Picked them up with some things. Yes.
Yeah.
All of that.
Nice.
So I was riding high. We get to Casa Diablo, and I go to exchange some money to get some ones.
Uh-oh.
Casa Diablo doesn't have ones, apparently. They only have $2 bills.
Yep. Right.
And you have to get $2 bills. And as a man who likes to throw money like confetti, I want more confetti.
Ah, there we go. All of a sudden, they're just giving you less for confetti. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, what is this? And so I left.
No, you didn't leave. He sulked in the corner for a good like hour while we were all just having the time of our lives. I'm like, Joe, what's wrong? He's like, they don't have dollar bills here.
And I think I sulked next to you because I was I had drunk really early in that morning and I was hungover at that point.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah.
Oh dang.
It was a bad night for Vicky. Yeah.
So even though you probably would have spent just as much money, it didn't matter. It was the principle of them giving you $2 bills instead of dollar bills, even though it's like, isn't that what they're known for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no one told me that. So, yeah, I went into it, and you know, it's just one of those things. They hand you back half as much as you think you're going to get. Yeah. And then I start having this thought, like, why can't I get $1? And there's no reason. This is our cool thing. And I'm like, there's nothing cool about this. I can get $2 bills anywhere if I want.
They're also the vegan strip club.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That is kind of lame. I mean, what are they forcing you to do? To give bigger tips? I don't understand why that's their thing. Is it the strippers go, the ones are just so inconvenient. Can you make them twos, please? Okay.
So they get more money, basically. Yeah. More tips. You think if you're drunk enough and you're making it rain, you forget their $2 bills and they just make double.
I'm with Joe on that. I don't want to be deceived. I mean, listen, here's the deal. I give you the money. You give me what it is, and it's $1 bills. Don't give me this ridiculous. Don't try to take advantage of my drunkenness.
I was really stoked when they gave us the $2 bills because I was like, I love $2 bills. And he's like, these are awesome. And
Danny,
like,
you are like you're like the opposite Joe.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, oh, I'll bring my girlfriend with $2 bills. I don't care.
Now you figured out a relationship. Yeah, and Joe's relationship, that is, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm with my son on this. I back him on this, and I'm never going to. Was it Casa Diablo? What is it?
Yeah, because you've been there so many times.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be sad.
I just know now. I know where I'm not going. Yep, that's it. Next bachelor party I have, not going. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It is Listeners on the Loose.
Oh, we got an upset texter. I always love these texts.
Oh, really? They're pissed at who?
Is this a rock station or a talk show station? Oh, I want rock music, not rants every 15 minutes. Like, did you just find out about this station?
Right?
There's been a talk show in the mornings for well before our time. I'd say close to 30 years, maybe even 40 years of the rock being around. Talk has happened in the mornings. You don't like it? Yeah, pull money out of your cheap-ass pocket and get a streaming service or something. Like, what do you want from us?
What do you want from us?
You get these texts sometimes.
You're
actually
right, Steve. It's like,
or
what?
Just don't, like, what?
Your refund's in the mail.
Right? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, send us your address. We'll send you back the money that you've spent on this radio station.
Yeah, how long have you been listening? How old are you? And why are we the first ones you've complained to? I mean, you could have complained to Bob Rivers. You could have complained to Howard Stern. You could have complained to so many people. I mean, what? Crow and West, weren't they back here way back in the day?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many people you could have complained to.
There's been so many talk shows that have been going on this station probably since the start of it.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Oh, yeah.
Such a funny thing. I'm going to text them to find out. Like,
Thanks for that, texter. Well, I'd like to get a follow-up, texter, if you're still out there. How old are you? How long have you been listening? And how long have you not had a clue? Thanks. Unbelievable. I know. As opposed to...
I just love those texts.
There's so many places I can go get food, but let me go to this restaurant and tell them why I hate their food.
Right, yeah. I'm at the Metropolitan Steakhouse. I'm like... Why don't you only sell salads?
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you people? Listeners on the loose. But we do. I mean, they get to say what they get to say. They are on the loose, those lovely
He's
listeners.
On the loose. I think I'll just, instead of texting a guy back, I'll just address him because I'm just so sick of those text messages.
Oh, well, I'm glad you do, Steve, because you know me. I would be addressing him a lot more. That's why you're in charge.
Yeah.
Because I would read every stupid text and just jump all over those folks. The dumbest thing in the world to complain to something when you could just go do something else.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in saying, hey, there's an awesome conversation on Reddit where people are talking about which celebrities they feel are not douches and don't deserve any haters. I was wondering what you guys think.
Yeah. And It's interesting because of the fact that we were talking about this with Tom Hanks because he's on the list.
Deservingly so. What has Tom Hanks ever done to piss somebody off? Really?
Well, that's the thing. I've never heard anything. But it is interesting where, you know, it's like, wow, he's probably, a lot of people are nice people, but boy, Tom really gets the credit. Like, he can do what he wants. He can crash weddings. He can just hang out. And people don't care.
Well, he's just a nice guy. He's very charming, and he's massively successful.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps. That's a good icebreaker. I'm Tom Hanks. Tom, and whatever you want, welcome.
I love what they said on Reddit. They said, someone described him as the only person who could drunkenly punch out a nun in an alley, and the world would wonder, damn, what was wrong with that nun? What did she do?
I would have to say Keanu Reeves.
You know, the more that comes out about that guy, the more awesome he seems. He seems to take care of everybody in his life.
Reddit thinks he's a real man of the people.
He rides the subway.
I can't argue with that.
And he was once in a band.
He was?
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he was in, was it like Starfish or not Chocolate
Dog
Starfish?
Star?
Dog Star.
Close to Starfish. Jesus.
He got it. Dog Star, yeah, Starfish. Yeah. It's a star and some kind of creature.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He was like the bassist.
Yeah. That make him a great guy because he was in a band? Oh, all right.
Yeah, because he was
that.
A superstar at the time, and he was still like going on tour with his band playing small clubs. I thought that was cool.
There are other people that do that, though, that have bands that people don't like, though. Like, does Jared Leto have a band?
Yeah, but I like Jared Leto.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like 30 Seconds to the Mars.
Some people are not. I mean, some people don't like him. I don't know if it's because of his Joker or whatever, but some people, they don't love him as much as they do Keanu, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have any issues with Jared Leto. I mean, he's a little pretentious, but that's nothing wrong with that.
As long as you don't have any issues with him, though.
He's
that's
just
all
an artsy-fartsy kind of guy.
Yeah,
again,
he's
there's
so
no
artsy.
Issues, though. There you go.
No, I...
the word pretentious is a positive word. There you go.
You know, for some people... All right, maybe not.
Well, you never know.
That was the greatest line ever. I don't have a problem with him. He's pretentious, but otherwise, you know.
Oh, you know who I'd put on the list? Of course, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Anybody have an issue with Mr. Rogers?
I don't think so.
There's never a scandal about the guy. He brought joy to all of us as kids.
Yeah, if there was a scandal, it was never brought out. And they've done a couple of movies, and you'd think something would have come out. People on Reddit were like, yeah, if anybody says anything bad about Mr. Rogers, I will not associate with him anymore. that's a good call. Who gets this? And, I mean, unfortunately, he had a short career and a short life. But man, the love for him just escalated, and that was the late Chadwick Boseman,
yes,
who played Black Panther. Pretty much every Marvel fan is like, yeah, they love that man. And we watched episodes of What If, which of course were posthumously aired after he passed away, but he still did the voices for it, and it was just so awesome to hear his voice in like a current thing, even though we know he recorded them a long time ago. Chadwick's another guy that just people love.
I remember when, you know, sometimes we like tell a story where like you're telling something and you create like a fake name just to kind of add to the, like to the story. So that way you're like, hey, then thanks a lot, Brenda, something like that. And I remember we were talking about something. I'm like, oh, then this guy, Chadwick, but it was like a couple months after he passed. I didn't even think anything of it. And we got like a handful of texts from people like, dude, don't use Chadwick as an insult because of Chadwick Boseman. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. But that's interesting that name is now connected to him, obviously.
Well, it's
there's so much love for him that people wanted to defend the name, even though we weren't making fun of him. We were just using the name as a joke.
It's the reverse Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's because, Karen was never that name, but now nobody, all the Karens of the world, damn.
What about Dave Grohl? A couple people texted about Dave Grohl. That's a guy you got to put on there. He's always doing fun stuff.
Yeah, he didn't get mentioned in Reddit that I could see.
A couple names. I mean,
I agree.
Those go forever.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Just a couple first things that popped in my mind. The thing that he did with that Nandy, the drummer, that little girl that plays drums on social media.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that he embraced her, had fun with her, and then brought her on stage to perform with the Foo Fighters, that's pretty badass. And then on a local level, remember our friend Darren from the guy that got shot over in Idaho, bassist, and he ended up sending him the Foo Fighters drum throne so he could still play with his band.
Yeah, Dave is it seems like he's a guy who is getting older, who definitely has a good life, from a financial standpoint, and is just acting like you would expect a guy to act like who's had a good life, who's getting older, just to be that jolly ambassador of awesome.
Yeah, it was the band Greyhawk. That was the name of the band. I was spacing on it for a second, but yeah, he sent them the Foo Fighters drum throne. So when they played at El Corazon, there's Darren just rocking on that, and then set them up to get the throne back when the Foo Fighters were in town, and it looks like got them tickets.
Didn't have to pay him. Didn't have to pay a dime either.
Yeah,
you know, for shipping, which is important.
Dave
shipping
Grohl.
Is big these days.
Dave Grohl doesn't believe in making his friends pay shipping. That's one of the things he's been known for. Jack Black just came on. Someone texted in. Yeah. I've met Jack Black.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I haven't heard bad stuff about Jack. Yeah,
Jack's super nice. One of my favorite experiences. I remember he was touring with Tenacious D, and they were playing with Weezer and Jimmy Eat World, and it was right when the Microsoft Xbox first came out, and they were in town, and we had a connection at Microsoft. And we worked out a deal where I delivered Xbox to each of their tour buses.
Oh.
So the Tenacious D tour bus.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty awesome. Like, if there's ever a time that you're not a hot chick, that's the time that you get invited on a tour bus when you're holding a brand new video game console that's very hard to get.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I remember walking on the Tenacious D one, him and Kyle, both super nice. But at some point, Jack Black looked at me and goes, "You might be the fattest skinny guy I've ever met." And I was like, "What?
Wow. Wow."
And he's like, "Well, or maybe you're the skinniest fat guy I've ever met." And then this went on for an uncomfortable amount of time where I'm like, "Well, enjoy your Xbox."
Yeah, that's
like, he was just having fun. I wasn't like insulted by it. It was just like one of those most, I think that's just his thing. Like, he just says something random and see what kind of reaction he'll get.
I guess so. Yeah, that's a great line, though.
But I'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's a backhanded compliment. Either way, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, if it was a guy that was like, The Rock said that to me, maybe that would hit me more to my core. But it's Jack Black. He's also like, he's also a portly fella.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
especially at the time.
Oh, were you in your portly stage then?
Well, we both were. Clearly,
oh,
I was.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was at like my heaviest, it was all in the stomach, but everything else was still kind of, you know, a little bit elsewhere. But for the most part, everything else was still like whatever it was. But that stomach was just rocking.
Oh, there you go.
I look like a pregnant woman.
Good for you, buddy.
I don't know about that, PJ.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to be positive. You know what? You were the skinniest fat guy I ever met.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.